The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the war in the Middle East is at its sixth day today, and the Defence Ministry of the UAE has said it has intercepted and destroyed six ballistic missiles and over 100 drones, with some debris falling inside the country. In Lebanon, the IDF has urged residents in the southern suburbs of Beirut to evacuate their homes immediately. And for latest analysis, we are joined now by Fawaz Jerjes, the Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Good evening to you, Fawaz. If you could give us your view as a kind of an overview of where we are at currently, I would appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I think there's a great deal of uncertainty. There's a great deal of dust. But what started as an American-Israeli war against Iran has expanded and deepened with increasing human casualties, not just in Iran, but throughout the region, and with social and economic consequences that basically have a major impact on the world economy. The challenge facing the Americans and the Israelis on the one hand and Iranians is who will blink first, who has the greatest stamina and resilience to absorb the pain. The problem is that the Trump administration does not really have a viable strategy. In fact, the military and political establishment in the United States is struggling to keep up with President Trump's words. What I mean by that is that, in fact, the strategy is trying to keep up with words as opposed to the rhetoric is trying to really advance strategy. There is no really strategy. President Trump does not really have a strategy. This is really a war of choice. It's President Trump's war and Benjamin Netanyahu. And that's why they're trying to make it really on the go, as opposed to really having a blueprint and acting according to the blueprint.
Okay. Fawaz, how likely is it, you said who will blink first, that it will be Iran who blinks first, that it simply doesn't have the firepower to match the US or the Israelis, and indeed the regime is under some considerable pressure within Iran from its own people as well?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think the American and the Israeli militaries are raining destruction and death on Iran, as the American Secretary of War said yesterday. I mean, Iran does not really have the technology, the missiles, the army, the air defense system. It's being hammered day and night. The United States and Israel really control the skies over Iran because Iran does not really have any kind of air defense system. But I think what we need to understand what Iran is trying to do is to really increase the costs and pain, not only for its neighbors, America's allies, but for the United States and Europe and the world economy. I think Iran's strategy is to basically inflict as much damage as possible on the global energy supply system by trying to increase the price of gas and oil in Europe and America, and basically build up pressure on President Trump to end the war sooner rather than later.
Okay.
I mean, President Trump, keep in mind, he thought, as Israeli Prime Minister obviously convinced him, this was going to be an easy win. This was going to be a clean win, an uncostly war, similar to what happened in Venezuela. I think President Trump now is realizing this is going to be a long war, a costly war, and a very, very complicated war. And the Iranians have really no other choice. The reality is they're fighting for their survival. What the Americans and the Israelis are trying to do is to really destroy not only the regime itself, but state capacity and create chaos in Iran and beyond. So my take on it, the Iranians wanted a way out. They were desperate to really have a diplomatic breakthrough with the United States. But all along, it seems to me now we have the evidence that the Trump administration was really engaged in a very deceptive game to lull the Iranians into safety and basically strike at this moment.
The table for peace talks really right up and almost to the moment of the attack. The Iranian strategy, they're striking the Gulf states, they're striking Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, some drones crossing into Azerbaijan. Do you understand why they're, I suppose, lashing out in a slightly ad hoc way at other states in the region that may, in fact, and appear to be considering retaliating?
Well, I mean, politically, it does not really make sense. Iran's attacks on its neighbors basically turn their neighbors, its neighbors, against Iran, as it has. But I think we're not really talking about a kind of a rational war, a limited war. This is really all-out war. Iran is fighting for its very survival. So what the Iranians are trying to do is to really bring the temple down on everyone's heads, including their own. Remember, their overarching strategy is survival. And survival means is to really spread pain and cost as far as they could. At the end of the day, I don't expect the Arab states, Iran neighbors, to join the war. They do not really want to be part of the American-Israeli war against Iran, even though they're very angry and very upset at what Iran has been trying to do.
And lastly, Fawaz, I've heard the figure from some analysts, I would love to know your view on it, that up to 80% of Iranians want regime change, but 20% remain loyal to the old order. In that case, if those figures are sort of correct, how likely do you think we are to see regime change if this bombardment of Iran continues?
First of all, I don't really buy the numbers at all. Please don't buy the numbers. There's a great deal of misinformation and disinformation. In fact, psychological warfare is an integral part of this particular war. I do not really know the extent of opposition to the Iranian regime. There's a sizable segment of the Iranian population that opposes the regime. But there is also a significant popular base for the Islamic Republic. Mm-hmm. Make no doubt about it. We've seen it. And one of the lessons we have learned about Iran and other nations is that when nations are attacked by foreign powers, there is a rallying around the flag.
Sure.
In fact, war changes the psychology of people. And I don't really, in fact, I expect, as the war continues, I expect more of a rallying around the flag in Iran as opposed to really a revolt against the regime itself.
Fawaz Jerjes, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.